For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eric Escola is with me. He's a veteran Minnesota journalist and co-host of the current affairs show Almanac. Eric, what can you tell us about Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor that Kamala Harris has chosen to be her vice presidential candidate?
Well, he's a 60-year-old former secondary school teacher, a National Guard in the United States for 24 years. He served 12 years in Congress in Washington, two terms as governor of Minnesota. And he started very late in life for a politician. He didn't run for office till he was 42, ran for Congress, knocked off a Republican incumbent in southern Minnesota, a rural part of the state. He ran for governor, and he was deemed as too moderate, ironically enough, for the Democratic Party activists in Minnesota. But he challenged the endorsed candidate for governor in the primary election and won that. And so he was seen as a moderate coming into office, but he has helped shape an extremely progressive list of accomplishments, particularly in the last 2 years. And he's kind of become a progressive liberal darling among the Democrats. And he prevailed over a multi-candidate kind of a race for to be Kamala Harris's running mate. And here we are.
Here we are, indeed. So who does one suspect Kamala Harris, whose votes is she chasing by picking Tim Walz? Like, what boxes does he tick for her and her ticket?
Oftentimes you pick a running mate, a vice presidential candidate, based on their delivery, their ability to deliver a state. And in this case, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, was seen as somebody that might have been able to deliver Pennsylvania to the Democratic side in the presidential race. And that's a very important swing state with a lot of electoral votes at stake. But Minnesota hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1972, Richard Nixon. So Minnesota is fairly reliable blue state, liberal state for a Democratic state for president. But maybe it was a case of a governing partner. Walz has time in the U.S. Congress. He has time, a couple terms as a governor. He has a military background. And I think it might have been that Kamala Harris felt that this fella could really help govern the country, and that the political importance that he brings may not be as important as his ability to be a partner in governing if they are elected.
So what has been the early reaction stateside, Eric, to this news?
Well, more than 70% of Americans never heard of this guy, so he's got that to overcome. But he's been doing the talk show circuit of the liberal media outlets in the country for the last 2 weeks, and he's been very successful at that. And he's an affable fella. He can be an attack dog. He can put on a seat cap and wear a T-shirt in the field, and he also can put on a coat and tie and relate to people on that way. So I think Democrats are pleased. Republicans already, President Trump is already out with a very tough ad, and it's calling the ticket now, the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz ticket, left-wing extremist, that Walz is a rubber stamp for the Harris dangerously liberal agenda. They're failed, they're weak, they're dangerously liberal. And the Democrats are countering with Walz brings the politics of joy to the whole enterprise. So I think people need to take a deep breath, figure out if the running mates for either candidate will make much difference, and if the fundamentals of the race, Trump versus Harris, have changed dramatically. And I think the Democrats are getting a nice bump popularity-wise today, but we'll see how that's sustainable, and we'll know November 5th.
Yeah, I suspect had Kamala Harris picked the kind of modern US version of Mary Whitehouse, the attack ads would still say that it was a kind of a rubber stamp for her liberal agenda. Anyway, we'll have to see how it all plays out the 5th of November, as you say, Eric. Good to talk to you, and thanks a million for the time.
Who do you like in Kelly Harrington's fight?
Oh, yes. Good stuff, Eric. I know everybody in Minnesota wildly cheering for Kelly Harrington tonight. I love to hear it. Eric Escola is a veteran Minnesota journalist, co-host of the Current Affairs show Almanac.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.